Good morning, it's Thursday, the 11th of May, 2017. BBC Radio Northampton News at 6 o'clock. Andrew Rudd.
Rail campaigners say it's ridiculous there are still no plans to electrify the Midland Main Line north of Kettering. Work to electrify the line from Bedford to Kettering and Corby is due to be completed in 2 years' time, but there's no news of any plans to do the same between Kettering and Sheffield. Ariadne Tampion is chair of the group East Midlands Rail Future. She has this message for whoever becomes Minister of Transport after the general election.
Please get on and electrify it, basically. Well, the original commitment was by 2023. I don't know whether it is actually possible to do it, but no more gratuitous delays, please.
The BBC has obtained a leaked draft of Labour's general election manifesto, which promises... But there's no news of any plans to do the same between Kettering and Sheffield. Ariadne Tampion chairs the group East Midlands Rail Future. She says it seems odd that HS2 is going ahead while there's still diesel power on the Midland Main Line.
It does seem a bit perverse, yes. My organisation obviously supports HS2. It can't do anything else, really, because it would be very strange for a pro-rail campaign group to be not supporting a brand new high-speed railway. But the anomaly is, yes, it's pretty glaring.
The BBC has obtained a leaked draft of Labour's general election manifesto.
Ariadne Tampion is chair of the East Midlands Rail Future Group.
The government gave a commitment a couple of years ago to electrify up to Sheffield by 2023, but they seem to have abandoned this. The electrification as far as Corby is definitely going ahead by 2019, but as far as the electrification from Kettering to Sheffield is concerned, the government have only expressed a commitment to continue with the development work. And this was very clearly stated by the minister in a debate called by the MP for Loughborough, Nicky Morgan, back in November. It matters because electrification is the right thing to do for a modern railway. It means that the power to the railway is independent of any particular energy source. It means that it's cleaner for the air than using diesel engines. And it also means that the railways in this country have access to all the best rolling stock throughout the world because it's an international market. And other countries have virtually all electrified their railways.
The chair of the East Midlands Rail Future Group, Ariadne Tampion.